You would be horrified at like how much of a study I've made of Big Fatty, but the way in which that routine he has seems to set up in a way a very positive framework, like that sort of concentration on particular things, and the community seems to create a very positive, you know, container.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You would be horrified.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1684. The BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 8th of July, 2014. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with Squeaky Kitty. Y'all, I'm going to talk about the Big Brother, and we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy.
Look at that frosty goat.
Hello, Snowballs. Big Freddy, that's vulgar when Frosty is playing. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, of course, you are Snowballs today. Big Freddy, is that what's hanging down between them? Never mind. I'll be quiet. Y'all, because it's Crema in July. Yes, Big Freddy. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you're enjoying a little cool music to help you get through the hot days of summer. Big Freddy, anything helps, believe me.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Y'all, I just want to remind you, you've got less than a month to take advantage of the Pride 48 discount code for the September event. Y'all, it's going to be here before you know it. Here's the thing. The code is set to expire on August the 1st. And, y'all, what you can do is you can go in, just go over to pride48.com and go down below Donna Sugar's picture, and you can click on the link that will take you over to our special website. And, y'all, make your reservation. Even if you're not quite sure if you're going to be able to make it or not, all they're going to do is charge you the first night's stay. And that's usually, you know, if that's on a Thursday or a Wednesday night, that's a cheap night. That's a $41 a night. y'all go over there and make your reservation just so you're locked into that discount. And then if you have to cancel later on, you can get a full refund if you cancel within, I think it's 48 hours of the event starting. So, y'all, it's best to be locked into a good code. And then if you do that, send all your information to Big Fatty so I can get you on the list. And, y'all, while you're over there at pride48.com, you'll notice there's a State of the Station this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, look at that video that Adam Burns did, because, y'all, it is just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, are you watching the Big Brother? Because you know Big Fatty's watching it, and y'all, it's good. And y'all, I'm following it. I'm watching the Big Brother After Dark. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you're not doing that or following the live feeds, I'm not watching the live feeds because, you know, that costs money. But y'all, you can get updates. There's an app Big Fatty has. It's called The Pocket Big Brother app. And y'all, you can follow the people watch the live feeds 24 hours a day, and they type stuff in there. And y'all, all I gotta say is, oh Lord, come, come Wednesday night, y'all, you are gonna be in you're gonna be on the edge of your seat. You're just gonna be on the edge of your seat, and I think it's a pretty good group this year, y'all. There's some batshit crazy on there, y'all. Can you just imagine if the Big Brother house was filled with podcasters, y'all? Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be very much like Pride 48. Well, you're probably right. It's very much like the presidential suite. Well, you know, you've got a point there. A Big Fatty, but we love the Big Brother!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty! Big Fatty, I have got a question to ask Big Fatty. Hey, hey, like, hey, Shuddy, hello, come on, I'm, you're like hogging the airtime here. Big Fatty, I've got a question to ask. Oh, Jesus Christ, you know, these Orientals. I'm going to call you later. Hello, bye.
Big Fatty, what was that? Y'all, I don't listen to these ahead of time, so but y'all, I got to say, that, of course, you may not know who that was. Y'all, that was that Guru Nudie in Tampa. And y'all, Guru Nudie sent me a message this morning. Said, Big Fatty, you know, you don't have to play those drunky calls that I made. And I said, oh, no, I think it'll be just fine. Y'all, I don't know if that was a drunky call or not, but it was a sing-along anyway. Big Fatty, it was crazy. It's just batshit crazy.
Okay, I don't really understand. I was listening to your voicemail introduction, and it said, if you'd like to leave a fax, please press something. What's a fax? I don't even know what a fax is. Anyway, it said, please wait if you wanted to leave a voicemail, so here I am. See, I don't even remember why I was calling, because I got confused by the whole fax thing. Anyway, let me recompose myself, and I will call back later when I remember why I, you know, even called.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Tristan. Tristan from up there in the New York City. New York City! You know, he is one of the co-hosts over there at the Jaded City Live, along with Blind Guy Jay. And y'all, Tristan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, he asked you a question and you didn't play the music. Well, I think that was a rhetorical question. I don't think he called to ask a question. A fax. Just the facts, ma'am. That's, you know, that is a reference to the old Jack Webb Dragnet series. The Dragnet has absolutely nothing to do with Donna Sugar's. Whoa! Tristan did indeed compose himself, and he called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, I had just remembered the point of why I was calling, but then I went through that whole fax thing again, and I just completely forgot again. God, I was calling for such an important reason, too. Big Fatty, honestly, what the fuck is a fax? Seriously.
Oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up on him? I didn't hang up on him. joining y'all. That, of course, is Tristan again. And Tristan, I'm so sorry that you're getting all discombobulated and kerfuffled whenever you hear about the facts. But you know, it's just, you know, what you need to do is think of it as the word FACTS, and just call the BFO with just the facts, Big Fatty.
Okay, this time I plugged my ears during your long fax message. So now I remember what I was calling for. First of all, Mr. Big Fatty, what was I calling for? Oh, wait, and then I remember. Your Wednesday show. What was that? Why do you have to slander me so much? Just because I left you locked up in the grain room does not mean you have to be rude to me. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand. Wait, Big Fatty. It's on like Donkey Kong. Watch. Listen to my show on Monday. It's on like motherfucking Donkey Kong. Okay? Okay.
Y'all, I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. I have no idea what Tristan is talking about. Now, I did play an opening clip on last Wednesday's Hump Day show, because, you know, y'all, when you think of Tristan, you think of humping, Tristan, I don't know what the hell you were talking about with the Donkey Kong, because Big Fatty don't remember. Y'all, we've got another call here, and Tampa, hello.
Looking at your nudity.
Nudity.
Hello. Welcome to Let's Pass Some Gus. This is the podcast where girls just like some pass some gus.
I love her.
And we're cat sitting, so, you know, hello. Hey, kitty. I don't know, are you allowed on the couch? Are kitties ever not allowed on the couch? Anyway, it's Let's Pass Some Gus with Scott and Grunity.
I gotta go.
All right. Ciao, man. We'll talk to you later. That's a pretty good opening.
I'm gonna make some hot dogs.
All right.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course. That, of course, is Guru Nudie in Tampa, who's evidently cat-sitting along with Carl Lagerfeld. And first of all, Guru, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice and to hear your boop, 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 boop. I don't know what that is, but it sounded like you were trying to do a quiz program or something like that. But anyway, y'all, I tell you, and like I say, I don't listen to these ahead of time. So y'all, I don't really, when I hear them, it's the same time that you're hearing them, and y'all, hopefully someone has called to add some common sense to the voice letters today. Big Fatty, I've got my fingers crossed.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Cardiff Bacon. I'm about 4 hours from meeting Adam and Mitten.
Anyway.
And I just wanted to, I was going to ask what color hat he was going to be wearing so we could make sure we didn't miss him. So could you ask him that for me, please? Thank you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And y'all, I'm not quite sure what it says. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, I'm not quite sure what it says when Miss Bacon's call is short, concise, and actually made some sense. Big Fatty!
Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I am remiss in getting over here to spotting Big Fatty, because, y'all, there's several things that have been posted over here. Y'all, last time we were over here, that Timmy Sims posted the picture with Big Fatty and Timmy Sims playing the official prison game, the anal traitor. Is that what that says? The anal intruder, I'm sorry. And, y'all, then that Peter G. Oh, no. No, yes, that Peter G has posted a picture of Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty casually strolling around Fort Lauderdale over Hara. Big Fatty, what is that you have on? Not much. Y'all, that trucker Alex spotted Big Fatty in an unguentine advertisement, and he said on there, y'all, it's an old unguentine advertisement. It says, post this shit, I'm driving. Big Fatty, he shouldn't be doing that. And there was a reminder to listen to Big Fatty's little show during the Pride 48. Big Fatty, there's even more, too. Y'all, a couple of things that I didn't get to, or I did get to talk about it, but I just forgot. When I was out and about on Sunday, y'all, I picked me up a bag of popcorn, and y'all, it was sea salt and cracked pepper. And y'all, it was good. Have you ever put cracked pepper on your popcorn? Y'all, I know they make the sea salt and cracked pepper potato chips, but I've never had it on the popcorn. And so, y'all, I highly encourage you to try that if you haven't given it a try. It was delicious. Big Fatty, and you ate the whole damn bag. It's true. A couple other things about the Big Brother, y'all. They showed on Sunday night that the first eviction, which was last Thursday, the Threed, y'all, that was day number 14. So that I did my ciphering, and y'all, that tells me that they went into the house on the 20th of June. Now, I don't know, because, you know, one group went in before the other group. I don't know if that's when the first group went in or is that when the second group went in. But at least the 20th of June is what they're saying is when the game started. So there's that. And y'all, there were a couple of odd things. Devin, the big guy with the tattoos and all, and Caleb, who is the big white guy with the tattoos and all, y'all, Caleb was saying how he misses cuddling with someone, and Derek says, Devin says, well, I'll cuddle with you, and he goes, well, we may just have to do that. And y'all, it was just odd. It's just odd. I mean, it was just odd. And y'all, then the other thing, Zach was on there talking about how he's straight, but he feels like Frankie is his homosexual lover. I mean, his boyfriend. And y'all, Frankie is riding around on Zach's back, and they've come up with, you know how they combined that Brinchel name? Well, they've come up with Zanky. Zanky. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgy. Vulgy. But y'all, y'all, they get in bed and cuddle up with each other also. And y'all, it's just bizarre. Big Fatty, Zanky. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, and the other thing, you know, they were all also that Zach and Cody and Frankie were talking about getting wood. And Zach was all interested. Don't you go rub that one out. Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Calvin from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, who says he's coming to the Pride 48, but I've not gotten his reservation yet. So Calvin, get on that. And y'all, he was talking about analyzing Big Fatty. Y'all, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear more about what he's found during all of his analysis of Big Fatty. In fact, Calvin, you want to give me just a little tidbit of what you figured out about Big Fatty?
You would be horrified.
Oh! we're horrified regardless. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.